This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. If fuel prices remain low and trucks continue to outsell cars, the industry will probably not meet the goal of 54.5 miles per gallon as a fleet-wide average by 2025, but will probably come in at only about 50 miles a gallon, according to the Department of Transportation and the EPA. No former cabinet officials or members of the White House senior staff of the last Bush administration are scheduled to be in Cleveland for the convention. Fox News, long the cable industry ratings leader and attack dog of the right, is caught in a crisis over the leadership by Roger Ailes, one of its co-founders, over sexual harassment of one of its anchors. Reports are that his departure will be soon and his package is being negotiated. More than 175 major retailers and restaurants with more than 90% of the domestic egg market have committed to switching to cage-free eggs. That doesn't mean it will mean that chickens will be living in a bucolic setting. The most common large-scale cage-free alternatives are so-called aviaries, in which hens roost in close quarters with row upon row stacked high in enormous barns. Fred Barley is a 19-year-old who biked 50 miles to Gordon State College in Georgia to apply for the second semester of college. Found sleeping in a tent on campus by the police, they helped him get a job. Story hit the news, and $184,000 has been donated to support his education. The crackdown after the failed coup attempt in Turkey continues as more than 15,000 employees of the education ministry were suspended, 1,500 university deans were ordered to resign, and 21,000 teachers lost their licenses. Three attorneys general from Massachusetts, New York, and Maryland challenged Volkswagen's defense over its emissions deception, calling the decision to thwart pollution tests a decade-long orchestrated fraud involving dozens of engineers and managers and reaching deep into the company's boardroom, including the CEO. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.